New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
So here we are live now as the Giants are on the clock. Just to give you a little insight here, I got the Knicks here. I'm watching the Knicks front and center as they're up three with 2 minutes to go in the first half. And I have the draft on the iPad. And I got to tell you, honestly, I'm more intrigued by the draft than I am the Knicks. And the Knicks have been a wacky game. But right now, with 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go on the clock, obviously we know where the Giants stand. They're at number six. They didn't trade up for Drake May. He's off the board. New England stands pat. It's been pretty chalky. Chargers, who know what they're doing with Jim Harbaugh, they take Joe Alt. Oh, Alt may fall to the Titans. They may trade back and be able to... Bull crap. They got the best lineman in the draft. That's how you build a team. Now, they obviously have the quarterback in Herbert, so they don't need a quarterback, but that is how you build a team. I am dying to find out what the Giants do here. And my fears are that they're going to take a wide receiver. I hope that they take McCarthy, assuming that they like him and that he's not a total bust. I would rather McCarthy than a wide receiver. To me, two options here. McCarthy or trade down. That's it. You could trade down for somebody. Maybe the Vikings want to move up and take McCarthy. Whatever it may be, although I guess if the Vikings are trading up with the Giants, then they would know the Giants are going to take him. Maybe they could trade behind. We'll see how it plays out here. But if I'm the Giants, I am not under any circumstance taking a wide receiver. And I have a feeling that that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, it's not a knock on the receiver that they take, whoever it may be, Neighbors, Odunze. It doesn't matter to me. It's that I would take... The Giants need to build inside out. I want linemen. And if you don't love the next best lineman, you know, Joe Alt off the board, you wish he maybe would have fallen to six and the Giants could have taken him. Take the next best lineman or just trade down, stockpile more picks, take a quarterback later in the first round if you want, however they want to work it. To me, it makes no sense taking a wide receiver here, continuing to build it the wrong way. That's what got Jerry Reese in trouble years ago, Odell Beckham Jr., Evan Ingram. And here we go now. We're coming up to – oh, the pick is in, baby. Pick is in. I'm going to turn the volume up here just so I don't miss it. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not, but you don't have to. You're probably watching anyway.
No, I can hear it. It sounds good.
We're good?
Yeah, no, it sounds good. I can hear it in the background.
Okay, good. Don't ruin – I don't want to – if you're on, like, if you're seeing it ahead of me, I don't
know. I think you're ahead of me. I'm following through
you. See, Schefter is like – I don't even want to listen to what Schefter's saying. I'm muting Schefter because he's kind of giving a hint where they're going to go with the pick before it's in. I want to be surprised. I want to have the sound come on. Do-do-do-do-do. Pick is in. Goodell comes up. I want to hear it.
Can I tell you something? You're killing me with this whole they got to get a quarterback thing. They got to get a quarterback, but later on. This is fine. They need to get some sort of weapon, dude. They haven't had anybody to throw the ball to.
No, because I know what's going to happen.
What?
They're showing McCarthy here. I know what's going to happen. They're going to draft a wide receiver, and they're going to run it back with Daniel Jones, and I can't handle that. It's the wrong move. It is the wrong move for the New York Giants to take a wide receiver and run it back with Daniel Jones. Now, if they somehow take a quarterback later, I'd maybe be okay with that. I want this to be the official end of Daniel Jones and that era.
Yeah, but you know what the wrong move is, too? To pick a quarterback that's not ready, throw him under fire, and he suck and make the franchise go backwards again, too. That's just as bad.
No, but I'd rather that. They need a quarterback. All the talk about McCarthy, I told you they shouldn't trade it up to him. He's obviously there at number six. Nobody traded up. The Cardinals weren't trading out. They wanted Harrison. The Patriots really wanted Drake May. It would have taken a boatload. The Giants didn't do it.
All right, you got your guy.
Is he coming up here? All right, here we go. I knew it. It's a terrible pick. I'm not saying Neighbor's going to be a bust. It's a terrible pick. You can't take a wide receiver there. They didn't learn anything. It's a totally different regime. They don't learn. Odell Beckham Jr., same effing thing. It's going to be the same result. Saquon Barkley, number two overall. You don't take a wide receiver there. Fans are going to love this. You know why? Because they love fantasy football. And always a sexy weapon. And Malik Neighbors just can't miss. Bull crap. Heard the same stuff about Jalen Hyatt last year and Darren Waller. Are they going to change the offense and bring playmakers finally to Daniel Jones? It starts on the inside, interior, offensive line, and obviously they need a quarterback. I hate what the Giants did here. Now, I respect that they didn't take J.J. McCarthy. Clearly, those are smoke screens. They didn't love him because if they did, they would have taken him there. You're not trading up again to get him. He'll go to the Vikings or something like that. So they clearly didn't like McCarthy. The fan base wins as far as that goes. They don't get McCarthy who they didn't want. But this is, to me, a stupid pick for a team that has many needs. They get a wide receiver. Good luck. That's all I could say about it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It drives me insane when teams have major needs and they get sucked into taking wide receivers. And look, maybe Neighbors turns out to be the best wide receiver in this draft. So was Odell Beckham Jr. in his draft. How did that work out? Saquon Barkley is stud. How did that work out? That is not how you build a football team the right way. This team has a billion things to do, and taking a wide receiver while he's highly skilled is not one of them. They needed a quarterback. They should have traded up to get a quarterback or trade down to get more. I hate this pick for the Giants. I knew they were going to do it. I hate it. And now guess what? It's going to be the Daniel Jones and Malik Neighbors show. Good luck to the Giants. They're going to stink because they don't have a quarterback and they're building things the wrong way.
I hear what you're talking about with the quarterback. I don't think that they're done with the offense and getting a quarterback. I think that was a smart move because offensive line-wise, they were actually in a better spot last year in the second half of the season because Andrew Thomas came back. They were able to solidify, Schmitz at center was not bad. Evan Neal's been the bigger issue.
Their offensive line stinks.
No, it got better towards the end. Listen, the first half was terrible. When you lose Andrew Thomas the way you did, of course they're going to be awful. But the second half, the offensive line actually was stable, and they improved a little bit. Justin Pugh, the old vet, was able to make it a better offensive line.
This is not how you build a team. It's not a knock on the wide receiver. It's the Odell Beckham Jr. theory. They did it again. They passed on Aaron Donald. They passed on what the hell is his name? The guard was Zach Martin. This is not how you build a football team the right way. By the way, I'm fine if they don't love a level lineman. Trade down. Why are you taking Neighbors here? Trade down. You could have got more picks for Neighbors. People wanted to trade up and get him. So what are the Giants? They're not a wide receiver away. And that makes me think that they want Daniel Jones to be the guy this year. And I hate that. I absolutely hate that.
You don't think that the Giants could trade up? They got the number 47 pick.
No, I don't.
You don't think that they could trade up back into the first round to get Penix?
Well, if they did that changes things. I will admit, if they do that, I don't believe that that's going to happen. If they get a quarterback in the first round, I'm okay with this. Anything less than that, I hate it. I just don't believe in the philosophy. Same thing with the Jets, and we'll be live again. We'll shut off here, Hoff. Go silent, although it is Knicks halftime. But we'll go silent until the Jets come back on the clock at number 10, assuming that they stand pat at number 10. Whenever the Jets pick, we'll be on live with the Jets to recap that pick. I just hate this pick from the Giants. I'm not saying the player is going to be a bust. Neighbors looks like a good wide receiver, a good potential, understand that, all that stuff. I don't like taking a wide receiver there when you have other bigger needs. The Giants, if they didn't love the quarterback, should have traded out of the first round out of that first, the sixth pick there, trade down, stockpile more picks, and then get a wide receiver later. I'd be okay with that. Only way I'm okay with this, I'm on record of saying it, you're right, Hop, only way I'd be okay with this is if they move up and get a quarterback like Penix specifically in the first round. All right, we'll see you coming up in however long it takes to get to the Jets pick in a little bit. Thanks for watching. I mean, Hop, so we're back on live right now?
We're live.
All right.
We're live.
I'm trying to keep an eye on the Knick game here, obviously, but I'm caught up in this draft stuff. This is wild. The Jets are on the clock here, so looking forward to it. I actually love the Penix pick from the Falcons there because that's how you do it. They're not thinking just this year, oh, we brought in Kirk Cousins, let's get a defensive player. If you feel, and clearly they did, that Michael Penix is the most talented player that's available there and can help you in the future, do it. Think about the value. What's going on? You all right there, Hoff?
We're behind, but my kid is yelling and screaming. So something just happened that's going to
happen. Oh, the Jets traded out. Minnesota's on the clock.
What? Oh, wait. What just happened? The Jets traded with Minnesota?
Yeah. The Jets traded back one pick. Minnesota's on the clock at 10. Is this to get J.J. McCarthy, you would assume?
Well.
Yeah, who's yelling in the background? What the hell's going on over there?
My kid, J.D.'s yelling and screaming like a maniac.
We're going to hang here. It looks like I didn't have the sound on, but now I see it, that the Vikings are on the clock. They get 5 minutes to go. Jets now move down to 11. I would assume Minnesota is going to take J.J. McCarthy. So the Jets did a great thing because they traded down, got whatever they get for him. We got to figure out the details on that.
It's so weird, though. Minnesota's picking the next pick anyway.
Right, but the Jets could have then theoretically traded out to a team that wanted to leapfrog them and get McCarthy. Back to the Penix pick real quick, because that started the dominoes here to where teams that needed a quarterback probably panicked. You know, first of all, Baldinger said it a couple of weeks ago that Atlanta was going to get a quarterback. So he was on it. The Falcons need a quarterback, much like the Jets. That just shows you how stupid the Jets are and how smart other teams can be. Just because you have a quarterback for now doesn't mean you can't use one moving forward. The Jets will eventually need a quarterback sooner than later, just like Atlanta will with Kirk Cousins. He's not the franchise quarterback. He'll be a decent quarterback for a year or two. That's it. So you draft a quarterback when you're that high in the draft, you get a talent in there, and you have him sit and learn for a year or two. That's the right way to do it. Whether it will work out, who knows? But you heard BT talk about it today, Hoff, as far as Boomer Love and Penix. The talent's not the issue. It's the injury history with Penix. So you're getting a great talent there. People talk about late first round, maybe a second round pick. They get him at 11, at number 8, so people think it's a reach. The reality is it's not. For his talent, if it weren't for the injury history, he could be the top player in this draft, some people were saying. So I absolutely love that pick. Whether it works out, who knows. But I love that pick from Atlanta because you're not forcing the issue just to draft a position of need. Like defense, you're not taking another effing wide receiver early like they've done, which I hate, whether it's Drake London, I hate that pick, or Kyle Pitts. You're taking great potential and great value with Penix while you still have a quarterback in place in Kirk Cousins. You're not throwing him to the wolves and saying, hey, go be our franchise quarterback and savior. You have Kirk Cousins. Penix could get acclimated, learn from Kirk Cousins for the next year or two. Then you transition. That's the right way to do it, just like Kansas City did with Patrick Mahomes. That is the right recipe. Now, as for the Jets, they trade back, which means they felt like they could get their guy, obviously, a pick later. You know, I was thinking maybe they trade back further, but they trade back to 11. We all know what they're going to do. I want them to take offensive line. I would love to see that. I would be surprised at this point if the Jets took the offensive lineman, the next best offensive lineman, I guess the kid from Penn State would be the next best guy. I couldn't even try to say his name. But I think they're going to take Brock Bowers here. And I like that they trade back to do it. I still don't love the pick. Two reasons. I wouldn't take a tight end if I'm them. I'd still take a lineman. Number two, I don't think Bowers is going to be as good as everybody says. Man, wild that the draft got crazy just with that eighth pick there with Atlanta. And now you start to see stuff happen here as we await the Vikings pick is in. The Jets are going to be on the clock. Knicks and Sixers right now tied in the third quarter. I really got to focus my attention on that, Hoff. You want to take over here while I watch the Knicks game?
Yeah, go for it. And by the way, also on the side note, the Islanders cut it down to one goal lead deficit right now. It's 3-2. So
good.
The Islanders trying to make it a series as well. Here's the thing, though. Like, I understand that the Jets, hey, make a trade with a team, they could still secure their pick. Why not keep on doing that? Like, if the Vikings are not going to make a trade or not going to pick Bowers or an offensive lineman, seems like they're going to go J.J. McCarthy, which is, again, the same philosophy that you have with – I mean, I don't know if Sam Darnold's getting the first week start in Minnesota, but he could. And if you get J.J. McCarthy to back, you know, I'm confused by that. But regardless, the idea
They wanted a quarterback. They know Sam Darnold isn't it for the future. They wanted a quarterback. They like J.J. McCarthy. They feel like they get – you know, remember, the Broncos, the Raiders, all teams that are quarterback hungry, you know, the Vikings had to make sure that they get one because the Jets were sitting in a prime spot for any of those teams. I'd be curious to see what the return is. And if you hear it, Hoff, let me know.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay off of social media because I think I'm behind right now. But let me see.
Yeah, me too. I don't want the picks to get ruined.
Vikings. Let's see. And, but the whole thing is like, hey, Jets should – okay, Vikings – no, that's not it.
I wonder what the price is to move up one spot. There should be a
– trade terms. Viking trade number 11 overall, a fourth-round pick, and a fifth-round pick in exchange for number 10 and pick number 203. So okay, they gave three picks for two.
Okay, a fourth-round and a fifth-round pick. That's fine. They could add some depth there. I like that. But for trading back one pick, it's great. You get something for nothing, essentially. I mean, the Jets didn't give up anything. They weren't going to get a. They're going to get the player they wanted anyway at 11 that they would have gotten at 10 because McCarthy.
I would try to trade back again.
Huh?
I'd try to trade back again. Keep on going. If it's between offensive line and tight end, you're going to get one of those two guys anyway, right?
Right. The problem is that the quarterback is not going to be there that other teams will want to trade up for. So I'm not sure how desirable that pick is going to be now at this point. What are you doing?
My kid is coming down and telling me all the dirty secrets.
Don't they know that you're live?
Well, I just told him that right now. He doesn't know. He was in his own world. That's why I was screaming and yelling before like a lunatic.
Because the Jets traded back?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to recover from the panic thing. It's incredible.
By the way, he thought that the Buffalo Bills were getting Roma Dunze. He was ecstatic when he saw that he dropped. He went to the Bears, right?
The Bears at 9. Yeah, I know Jet fans were upset. Some Jet fans I was talking about were upset at that.
I mean, I didn't think they were going to get. I didn't think they were going to get Dunze. I mean, I do believe though that the Jets do need another offensive weapon that's not a tight end. I believe they need another wide receiver because Mike Williams is not healthy. He might not start week one. And I'm sorry, besides Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, that's really it. You're banking on the fact that Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. But guess what? He's 50 years old.
Look, here's the other point with Rodgers. He's part of the appeal of having a great quarterback is that he is supposed to make other players better. And I think he will do that. But you don't need to just go out there and get old. Like, I love how everybody gets caught up in the fantasy world. Giants just did it with Neighbors. I hate that pick. I'm on record as saying that. And look, we were talking about them trading up late in the first round and getting Penix. Well, that's off the board now. So unless it's Bo Nix, the Giants are going to be out of it as far as the quarterback goes.
Which means it's
– yeah, well, whatever. I mean, he's supposed to be the next best guy, right? Which means it's Daniel Jones. It's the Daniel Jones show again. The Giants aren't going to get a quarterback. It's ridiculous.
Maybe the Vikings won't go J.J. McCarthy. Maybe that'll be the
– No, of course you know that they're going McCarthy here. And by the way, I'm done after this for the night. If you want to react live to the Knicks, you could. I can't –
I might want to do it, especially if it's a close game, especially if Embiid's continuing being dirty.
Yeah, well, what a weird first half that was, first quarter specifically. So what do you think the Jets do here? I mean, I want them to go lineman. They could still take a good lineman here. Obviously, Minnesota goes McCarthy, so that's over with. We know that that's the case. Viking, see, think about all the – I got you know what, for a second here while we're waiting for the Jets to be on the clock, think of all the bullshit that we have heard – For the last few months and weeks about these mock drafts and who's going where, to the point where McCarthy was talking. That's where it started to go off the rails. McCarthy was talked about as a potential number two pick to Washington. Then there were talks about the Giants or Vikings aggressively trying to trade up to number four to get him. All bullshit. Same thing with the Chargers. Nobody really knew what they were going to do. Were they going to trade out? Were they going to take a lineman? Were they going to take a wide receiver? People didn't know what the hell they're talking about. Even those that think they do and that are informed, they still don't know. It's ridiculous. And nobody on record, Balding was the only one that I saw that said Atlanta might be looking quarterback. And the reason why he could say that and say it with confidence is because there was no thought that anybody would trade up to get Penix. So Atlanta was smart enough to know that at number 8, if he's here, we're taking him. And all signs pointed to him being there. And they took him. And that screwed the Raiders. It screwed the Broncos. And obviously the Vikings panicked a little bit knowing that they wanted to get their guy McCarthy and make sure they trade up with the Jets to go get him. So now they get him. But think about all the bullcrap that we thought McCarthy or that they said that McCarthy was going to potentially go number 4 or, you know, 5. You're going to have to trade up or certainly 6. He's not going to get past the Giants at 6. And here we are, the Vikings trade up with the Jets to get him. at number 10. The Jets pick is in. What do you think here, Hoff? You go, they go tight end or lineman?
They're going to go tight end, but I want them to go lineman. I think they're going to – this is going to be another Kyle Brady mistake, and that's just going to kill me.
It is. It's typical – it's typical Jets.
I quit.
This, yeah, exactly. This will be a typical Jets pick, a reach for a tight end that isn't even that skilled. I mean, he's fine for a tight end, but you look at where the Chiefs got Kelce, the 63rd pick. You look at where George Kittle was drafted, just to give a few. I understand that
Gronkowski, dude.
Yeah.
You go through every – Mark Andrews, you go through the best. They've maybe second round tops.
Similar with running backs where you can find those guys and get good value late. By the way, I hated the Kyle Pitts pick. I stand by that. And he is far superior as far as athleticism and talent goes. He's 3 inches taller, and he's faster than Brock Bowers. He plays like a wide receiver. There's appeal there because there's a unicorn at a tight end spot. Brock Bowers looks like another tight end. And to me, a slower one at that, like just an average tight end. Yeah, he breaks some tackles at the collegiate level. I don't give a crap what he does in the SEC, although I know that the SEC is the greatest conference in college football. It doesn't matter. You're playing against guys who aren't going to be in the NFL when you're breaking tackles in the secondary against, you know, Southern UCF or whatever it may be. The Sixers are starting to pull away here. Well, it's a 5-point game, but still. I'm not even locked into this game the way that I should be here because I'm worried about this draft stuff. Oh, my buddy Gelman's on TV. One of my producers at SNY is a diehard Sixers fan. He's got season tickets, and he must be sitting right behind Nick Nurse. I just saw him.
Oh. You know who else I saw at the Sixers game? M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. The guy that created Signs and what other movies did he do?
I don't know.
A lot of horror movies. You know,
I've heard of the name, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Okay, Gelman. That is funny. We have a bet on the series, too, by the way. He's going to owe me a bottle of something after the Knicks win the series.
Look at you just rolling in the alcohol.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to give it away anyway.
Oh, uh-oh.
The only thing that I keep is the surf set. All right, here we go with the Jets pick. Let's react. Pick is in. I want it to be offensive lineman. You know what? I'm going to have faith and say that it is an offensive lineman. All right. Jets are going to do the smart thing for once, the right
thing.
They're
idiots. They're idiots, Al.
Take O-line. Here we go.
They're stupid.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Yes. Let's go!
Yes! That's how you do it. Great move by Joe Douglas.
Woo!
That's how you do it. Now, the Aaron Rodgers influence, I would guarantee you Aaron Rodgers, see, good for the Jets, and good for me having faith in the Jets doing the right thing. It's not the sexy pick, it's the right pick. That's how you build a team. Good for you, Joe Douglas. Good for the Jets. Maybe this is a sign of things to come here, Hop, a change in fortunes. Great pick. I know Jet fans are going to be upset. They wanted the sexy pick, the tight end, and you know the skill, the fantasy football. No, this is the right move. Get a guy you can plug in on the offensive line and don't worry about him. Love it. Look at it, big boy.
Listen, here's the thing. Mekhi Becton was a screw-up. They never were able to fix that. Now you got somebody that you can replace Mekhi Becton. And to go with all these other often injured offensive linemen that may be studs this year, but when they get hurt, you need to be able to fill in that hole.
I was worried all day that the Jets were going to fall into that trap and take the tight end. Worried all day. And then it just hit me. You know what? Believe in this team for a second. Believe that they're going to do the right thing. And Joe Douglas did. It made me, outside of the head coach, it showed me that Joe Douglas knows what he's doing. By the way, the Sixers up 10 years. This one's starting to get away from the Knicks.
Well, maybe there'll be a brawl. I mean, B's been so dirty, man. We do it the other way.
This is a great pick. This is a great sign. Now they can go try to get another skilled player, as you said, Hoff, later in the draft here. So not only did the Jets solidify their offensive line, not only do they get protection for Aaron Rodgers, and also I was going to say before, and I did bring this up actually on the show today, how much of an impact Rodgers would have on their pick, and that Rodgers would prefer offensive line over tight end. This is a great pick for the New York Jets. A great day. He will be here, Fashanu, however you say his name, he'll be here long after Aaron Rodgers is gone, and he will be an asset to the franchise and to whoever the next quarterback is, much more so than a tight end would have been. The only downside to this is that now BT and I don't get to see Bust Bowers play out in New York.
We're going to keep an eye on him, though, all season long. Yeah. And when he's terrible, we'll be able to, you know, actually, he'll probably break all the records in, as a tight end in the first year.
You know, you're right. We will keep an eye on him. Josh Hart, by the way, hit two big threes here, showing some stack. Knicks up 5, 3 minutes to go in the third. All right. Are we done for the night, or you want to come back after the Knicks?
I'm coming on after the Knicks no matter what, especially if this is a tight game. Dude, it's going to come down to the wire. I'm going to be locked in.
All right.
You can do whatever you want, dude. Listen, you're an adult. You're a man. You can do what you want.
Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe, wherever you get your podcast. Also, hit us up, WFANDaily@gmail.com, and we'll answer your comments and questions on an upcoming mailbag episode. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. Not happy with the Giants pick. Love the Jets pick. Finally, a smart move from the New York Jets. We'll see you later.